To be eligible for a voucher, a student has to come from a low or moderate income family, and they have to have attended a public school rated C, D, or F. So Hosanna Christian Academy knew many of the voucher students it got would be way behind academically. To help them catch up, five teachers provide an hour of extra tutoring after school, and Hosanna hired three full-time interventionists and nine additional aides to pull students out of gym and art and work with them intensively on reading and math.
These are just sentences, since you kind of struggled yesterday with the paragraphs. What I want you to do is mark the corrections on the sentence.
Four sixth graders are seated around a long folding table in what used to be the boys' locker room. English language arts interventionist Beverly Ortego is working with them on editing.
Okay, Justin, what changes did you make to number one? Go ahead and read the sentence with your changes.
At the soccer game, comma, the fans cheer, comma, clap, comma, and stomp their feet.
Okay, does anybody have anything different? What do you have, Tyra?
At the soccer game, the fans cheer, comma, clap, comma, and stomp their feet.
Okay, she's correct.
About 85% of the voucher students at Hosanna started the school year one or two grade levels behind. So Ortego has had to alter the worksheets to match their age and maturity.
Their instructional level is very low, and so the materials are made for an elementary student. And so oftentimes it'll be the font on the page or drawing on the page that I'll have to fix it so that my students at an older age don't feel like they're being dummied down.
It's testing time, and the pressure is on. Voucher students take the same state tests that public school students do, and there could be repercussions for Hosanna 2 years down the road. If too many students fail, Hosanna could be banned from taking more voucher students. State testing doesn't start until the third grade, and the majority of voucher students Hosanna enrolled this fall are in kindergarten, first, and second grade. Administrator Josh Lesage says they're aiming for the bulk of new enrollments to be little kids again this year.
We were strategic. We believe that from a spiritual perspective and an academic perspective, come on, if we can get them young, we believe they can be Rhodes Scholars by the time they leave here.
Lesage tracks student progress in the war room. It's upstairs in an old church office. The walls are covered with pocketed charts filled with color-coded cards. The red ones represent students that scored in the bottom 10th percentile at the beginning of the school year. Some cards have been moved up the chart as students improve toward the benchmark for their grade.
So when you look around this room, how do you feel?
Well, we've got a lot of work to do between now and May. I'm cautiously optimistic about our scores in aggregate, but I still see a lot of young people who have red cards that are not further up the chart like we would like.
Hosanna learned these intervention and data tracking strategies from public schools in Baton Rouge that have been successful in turning around poor performance. Those turnaround efforts are threatened by the voucher program. Paid for with money that would otherwise go to local districts, it has exacerbated a financial crunch for public schools. If Louisiana's Supreme Court upholds the lower court ruling, finding the funding mechanism unconstitutional, Hosanna stands to lose all the tuition from its current voucher students and then some. But Lesage says there's no contingency plan.
We have already upset a certain percentage of our paying parent base because we're doing this.
When Lesage went to school here in the 80s, he says it was almost all Caucasian. When he became the administrator a year and a half ago, it was roughly three-quarters African-American. Now, with the influx of voucher students, it's more than 90% African-American.
You know, some parents, they kind of lose the luster at the beauty shop of my child goes to a private school. If it's a private school that has those kids there, it's sad to say.
Voucher students could make up 70% of Hosanna's student body next year. The school is moving forward with plans to open a second campus.
We are pressing on with full faith in our governor and our legislators and the good people around the state who support parent choice.
Governor Bobby Jindal has promised that if the state Supreme Court rules against the voucher program, he'll call a special session if need be to find a way to keep it going. Amy Jeffries, WRKF News.